Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Rob this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Thanks for being part of the second date update. You went on a date with a girl named Aubrey, and you guys met through the dating apps. And let's talk about this first date. Where did you go and what did you do?
We met up finally after like a few days of talking. I took her to the restaurant. We met up for dinner, had a wonderful time. The funny part is we literally talked about how we both hate being ghosted.
Okay. So like, was there anything that you could think of that would make her not have fun because she's not in communication with you at all anymore or very little?
No, absolutely no communication. You know, sometimes you can tell if the date goes well or not. I thought our date went so good. We were both laughing, having a great time. That's what makes it weird for me.
We have her on hold, and we are going to have a conversation with her, and we'll see if we can get you a second date. We'll get her side of the story, okay?
All right. I'm glad she answered to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Rob's now on hold. Aubrey, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update on 106.5 The End. Thanks for being part of it. We just got done talking to Rob, a guy you went on a first date with, and he seems to think that everything on the first date that you guys had together went great, but you are very not interested in you're kind of ghosting him now. Is all of this accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the problem here?
So when he went to the bathroom, the waitress came over and she told me that she recognized him and that like he took three other girls on the same date that week. Oh. And I just felt kind of uncomfortable because like what he said didn't align with what the waitress told me.
Well, does it not align?
No, like he said, like he dates very intentionally and like he dates one at a time. And
I
so
see.
For the waitress to be like, hey, I recognize him.
Was she saying it like as a warning?
Yeah. You know, not really. No, she was just telling me like, oh, like I saw him with three other girls this week at the same time.
It does
Wait,
feel like she was.
She. That's definitely a warning.
Yeah.
I know. That's why like, I just took it as a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
So Hi. You heard all of this in... I feel like even silly even asking, but is it accurate?
I mean, the way I view it is, if I'm meeting up with these women for the first time in my life, I know this restaurant, I like the food, I like the vibes. Why would I not bring? It's not like I'm dating, like I'm in a committed relationship with four women at the same time. I'm
no.
just actively trying to find my love, you know.
And... Right, but then why did you give her the line of like, I date intentionally and I don't like to date a whole bunch of people at one time. Like, you didn't have to say that.
No, I said probably something like I'm dating intentionally, which is we're not dating until, like, we're dating.
I see. So you don't consider this.
I hear what you're saying, Rob, but doing it at the same place feels cookie cutter. It feels like you're not putting any thought into what would this person like? Or, I mean, well, actually, even set that aside, how are you not bored by this? Like, how do you not feel like it's the same thing just over and over again? You know what I mean? Like Groundhog Day. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah, I came across kind of douchey because I feel like the first date means we're dating. You asked me out on a date, so how is that not us dating?
If he's bringing multiple women here, that server has seen something and needed this girl to know.
Like, Rob, be honest, like, have you gotten handsy or like have
had
you kissed?
No.
Oh, you're thinking bad. You're thinking like negative. Oh, I was thinking the other way. Like she just saw him like kissing multiple girls.
No,
or
I was thinking like this is not a good dude. Just
okay.
So you know.
Well, I don't expect Rob. I mean, do you want to have a response to that?
Yeah, honestly, I took that server out to a different restaurant once a while ago, and I guess maybe she decided to get back at me. I don't know. That was a big mistake that I did.
This is getting even crazier. So the server that has been serving you and at least three women that week alone is also somebody you took on a date?
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting her to be working or like I was expecting to get like getting her as a server. I don't think she even was our server. She just came up. She was serving other two. I think she came up.
This is incredible.
I don't think that's, yeah, I doubt that. I'm pretty sure she knows her job and she knows who she's seen.
Aubrey, I feel like I don't even need to ask if you want to go on a second date with Rob. Do I?
No, I think the waiter's like, I trust her. So yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to move on.
Rob, yeah. I think you got to pick a different place. Okay.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's all right.
It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.